May 20. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6:12. In the end days, the enemy is very active, and he uses all kinds of weapons to attack believers, God's servants and their co-workers. He uses many subtle devices to weaken our faith, bring strife among us, make us negligent about spiritual things, fill our hearts with discouragement, and bring confusion among us. God has given us weapons to overcome dejection, depression, doubt, fear, strife, jealousy, anger, etc. We should know what these weapons are and learn how to use them. All these weapons must be used properly. In 2 Corinthians 10, 4-6, we can find some of these weapons. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the putting down of strongholds. The first great weapon to defeat and confound the attacks of the enemy is implicit obedience. Wherever God speaks to us and shows us something, we have to obey immediately. Our weakness is due to disobedience. We are ready to hear but not to obey. Quick and joyful obedience is one secret of the power of resurrection. See, for example, on the early Easter morning, an angel told the women who had gone to the sepulchre, "And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." Matthew 28:7. Verse 8 says, "And they departed quickly from the sepulchre with fear and great joy, and did run to bring his disciples word." They obeyed immediately. Whereas, when the disciples heard what the women told them, they did not believe them, and they started to argue. The Lord Jesus Christ appeared to the women, by the way. The disciples lost the privilege of being the first witnesses of the resurrection. Thus, quick and joyful obedience gives us victory. What God shows, we have to obey quickly. Then our prayers are quickly answered. It is not by our loud and long prayers that we get answers. Please make sure there is no disobedience in your life against the Lord. The second weapon we have is to pray, always, and not be discouraged even when our prayers are not answered immediately. Men ought always to pray and not to faint. Luke 18:1. Very often we cannot concentrate in prayer. We find our thoughts wandering here and there and our body becoming restless. The enemy can use many devices to hinder our prayer time. Many times we decide to spend 1 hour in prayer, but before we go upon our knees, someone comes and knocks the door. That is the enemy's device. He can bring worldly friends just at that time. Then we begin to argue. "They have come all the way to see me." So we give up prayer and spend time in eating and drinking. When we find a burden upon our heart for prayer, we have to persevere in prayer and not allow the enemy to hinder us. We have to make sure that on no occasion we take God's glory to ourselves or give that glory to other men. Some, perhaps unconsciously, give more honor to men than to God. We should depend upon God in prayer and bring all our needs to Him. In God's work, we cannot use worldly methods. Our means is prayer. It is more effective than anything else.